Okay. Now, the inside parts of the chicken that you eat, you call a...
The breast and...
Okay, well, maybe the liver, the heart, the gizzard.
Right.
Chicken.
Heart, chicken liver, or chicken gizzard.
Okay.
Chicken heart.
Did folks ever eat the lungs, or...
Not that I know. Okay, bye-bye. I don't want to come over there.
Huh?
I don't want to come over there. I've been president of the Bus Driver Association here in Vernon Parish. This is, well, I believe, going on 5 years.
Yeah.
Headache.
Lots of responsibility. Yeah. Well, any names you had for, say, the edible insides, parts of the pig or the calf you ate? You know, the entrails or anything like that?
Oh, yeah. Hey, back in the older days, of course, that's not completely gone now. You buy tripe in the grocery store canned.
Yeah.
But back in the old days, why, as the old saying went, they didn't throw anything away except the hair and the squeal. That's all you lost in a hog was the hair and the squeal.
Well, tell me all about the hog. What you did with it once you scalded it and killed it and that sort of thing.
Well, you kill the hog and cut his throat to where he'd bleed, or stick him. That's what most people called it. You'd stick him in the jugular vein and
yeah.
To bleed him. Then you would have your water boiling, and
did you make anything from the blood?
No, we never did make anything from the blood. Now I've heard of them making blood pies from beef, but I never did see any of that. I never did.
Okay.
I know this modern day, where a lot of people use beef blood for fish bait, clotted. They call it gel. You just catch the beef blood and put it in refrigeration, and it. It'll be just like jelly in a jar. You cut it up in little squares, and you can't use it in a stream, but you can use it in still bodies of water. They say that catfish can't resist it. But still, on the hogs, why, you would scald the hog, and you had to know what you was doing, or you'd set the hair. Then you didn't get the hair off. You'd have to skin the hog.
Yeah.
So the way I always do it, it depends on several different factors. If it's extremely cold, you get your water to boiling, and if your hog has just been killed, in other words, still hot, while you fill your barrel or whatever you're going to scald the hog in with boiling water, and usually take about 2 or 3 quarts of cold water, tap water or well water, and dash in it, and that's usually bring it to about the right temperature, and you don't want to leave the hog in there for a long period of time. You want to take the hog out and let it get air. And then you sample. And when that hair and hide start slipping, why, change ends or turn him over, and you scald the entire hog in that procedure, and then get him out on a banger or a table. And go ahead then and scrape the hog, clean him, scrape him or clean him till he's lily white. Then you split the hog's hind feet and get the heel string out, and that's what you call gambling. You have a gambling stick that's tapered on both ends, usually about 16 inches long, and it's notched a small amount in the middle, enough dead center, and then on each end where you have it sloped off, you have a little notch to where that heel string won't slip off of your gambling stick. And then you take and spread the hog's hind legs and put the gambling stick in. And then it's according to the size of the hog as to how many it takes to hang him on a hook or a pole, whatever you're going to hang the hog on. And then you gut the hog. That's, in other words, you split him down the center in the front between his hind leg all the way to the end of his chin. Take all of his intestines out.